You're listening to Jack and Susan in the Morning on Community Radio in Michigan. Welcome back to Jack and Susan in the Morning on Ann Arbor Community Radio. Well, here we are, Susie Q. Is this Jimmy Boy's last stand? Ohio Week is here. Asterisk, you're right. The game may not be played after all, but this is 2020 after all. In the last hour, Jack and I sat down with Angelique Shingelis from the Detroit Free Press and James Yoder. Yoder is taking the season hard. Really, it's been 3,299 days since Michigan beat that Ohio school. We don't mention their name, by the way. Bart, our producer, gets a little testy when we mention their name. Did you hear that the rumors that Harbaugh will be extended? No. I thought the Fire Harbaugh protest on Saturday was on, with the tiki torches, masks, and then we put our khaki pants in a huge bonfire, and then let her rip. See that baby burn. Ohio is already a 30-point favorite, and there are talks that Harbaugh will get a lifetime contract. You just said that.
I did?
Yeah, you did. But that will set up the drunken riots in Columbus.
Now, we can't go to Columbus this year, but if we did, that donut shop on High Street.
Tell me about it. Stud.
Oh, it's a colorful bunch down there, that donut shop. For example, there's that one clerk who is an aging hippie that is in his own one-man rock band.
Hello, my name is Marvin. I am a robot.
You know, I got locked out of our hotel in the short north after that 62-39 train wreck. I mean, I was only in my boxer shorts and a t-shirt that said, Got Harbaugh?
Yeah, I had to bail you out of the county jail for that one.
I know, I was there with a few former Ohio football players in the hole, as they call it. Which leads me to say this, kids.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, we sit down with Miss Michigan 2008 Ashley Barrasey.
What a brave soul down there in enemy territory. I don't know how she does it.
Well, when the game's canceled, Jack, you and I will be working from home.
Work from home?
You silly goose, you can't work from home.
Touché. The way you just say that.
Well, it's early.
Ohio is coming off their own quarantine problems. Their cupboard was bare over the weekend, and they still laid Sparty to rest 52-12.
I was busy trimming the tree and sending out Christmas cards. I knew it was too good to be true. I didn't even watch the game.
Oh, they pay me to watch the game. Although we don't get paid to do the show.
Oh, no, we don't. We can't. Yeah, we can't. It's against the law.
No, we can't. But wait until Ohio gets rammed into the Big Ten Championship and the college football playoff once Michigan cancels the game this week. They wouldn't.
Oh, they would. This is Ohio State we're talking about. Like with President Trump, the rules don't apply to them. Never have. They never have.
Really?
No, they never have applied to Ohio State. If they did, Art Schleicher would have a bust in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and John Cooper would still be coaching at Ohio State. That's just me. I mean, stranger things have happened. But Michigan has... They lack the talent that they had in our youth, the 90s.
Oh, Jack.
Just saying. What you doing Saturday at noon?
I'll let you know later this week.
All right, this is Jack and Susan in the Morning on your community radio station in the state up north, Michigan. In Michigan. Coming up after these PSAs about wearing masks and staying home for the holidays, Susan and I will feature our interview with King Charles himself, Charles Woodson, and what it will take to make Michigan great again.
Please mourn Saturday's game responsibly.
And we'll be back after this.